Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have an individual coming on in the next segment who witnessed the police at an airport taser someone who died. Then none of that was mentioned in the media, but a bunch of witnesses are saying they were tasered. Yeah, and I wonder if he choked himself on his handcuffs to death, too. I mean, it's going to be like Arkansas everywhere soon. We'll just chop our heads off, our arms, our legs off, pour gasoline on us and say we did it ourselves. Yeah, they've ruled those suicides before, and that's what government thinks of us. So here we are in this once great nation, this land of the free, home of the brave, with a Nazi-style checkpoint, with men and women out there being directed into this inspection area where they then search inside and outside of your car. And if you have an RV or a truck, they get in the back of it. And they look for guns, they look for drugs, they look for contraband, and they look for terrorists. All started for terrorists, but there are no terrorists. I mean, if you believe the official fable, they're as rare as the tooth fairy. I mean, it's just incredibly rare. It's like finding the Hope Diamond or something on a seashore. And so here I am trying to simply get over there, and I'm stuck in traffic for 30 minutes waiting on the ferry, and I watch them search these cars and ask them questions. Oh, yes. But it got better. Then I wanted to go visit Seawolf Park, a World War II memorial for submariners, back on Galveston the next day. So I tried to go with my wife and children there. We get searched. We pull up. There's no traffic for the ferry. There's a woman in a black uniform with blonde, disheveled hair sticking out from a cap. And we say, and she says, stop. Don't pull over here. Pull over there. And we said, okay, thank you. Can you tell us where we turn to go to Seawolf Park? Is it the next turn after the ferry? And she goes, asking me questions, huh? I've got somewhere special for you. I mean, she actually said this and started laughing with this other oaf she was with. I mean, literal cretins, and pointed us into the search lane. Because we pulled slightly over in a lane towards her to ask her a question, so she laughed at us. She said, you'll get special attention. They'll answer all your questions. And so we get directed into the search lane. And the two fellows that came over, I mean, they weren't as mean as airport screeners. They were nice. Get out. Get your stuff out. Let us look under the hood. Let us look in the back. What's this? But they were at least friendly. And I said, hey, I noticed a bunch of Arabs and headdresses and the rest of it on the way over yesterday. Why don't you search them? I mean, if that's the supposed Al-Qaeda threat, wouldn't you profile? Oh, we're not allowed to do that. We've asked that. Well, how much are you paid? Oh, I'm paid $10 an hour. You got Homeland Security. They literally hire people who've got GEDs. I'm not knocking you've got a GED. My point is, and then they just send them out there to search you. And it's all to acclimate you. And so they send me back on my way, and I go over and see the Seawolf Park and see the World War II sub. And then we come back over, and they wave us into a line again. And that time, I ended up getting a card from the individual. And they gave me this Texas Department of Transportation / Homeland Security card. We'll scan that and get that up on the web. And we're going to take the audio from this radio show and put it with the video. Aaron's going to slap that up by tomorrow up on PrisonPlanet.tv. Galveston Port Bolivar Ferry System, Houston District. And these were federal employees assigned to the state police, who were chartered, of course, federally in 1934, part of the martial law reorganization plan. I've read the charter, by the way. I know the average state cop out there is laughing, doesn't know their own charter. And it was totally pointless. It was for fighting crime and terror. It's just there to train my children how to be slaves, to train you how to be slaves. And they've announced it's going to be on the buses, it's going to be on the trains, it's going to be everywhere. We'll come back, finish up.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I like going down to Port Aransas, Texas, but I told the story about seeing 22 state police cars on the way down there earlier this year when I took the family, so I don't go down there as much. I mean, they're just, I saw 22 of them. You go 5 miles over the speed limit now, they pull you over and want to search you. And so, you know, it's kind of uncomfortable and scary to drive down there and be around that. And the police harass you now on the beach, even families, and come and look in your car, any reason to harass you. So I thought, well, I'll just take the family down to Bolivar, where I would go when I was a child. And let me tell you, folks, you know, it's kind of hokey and part of the flavor to have your normal beach white trash. It's like taking hillbilly white trash and then putting it at the beach. It grows particularly moldy and disgusting and sea hag-like. But let me tell you, I mean, it freaked me out to see the amount of white trash in Galveston and how the souls of the people look like. The people just look like they'd had their souls completely sucked out of them. It looked, the town I've been going to since I was a child looked completely blighted. Bolivar looked like they'd had their souls sucked out. And the poor, pathetic people bumbling around with Homeland Security out there searching people. But some of them were nice. So let me just recap the story for any parts that I didn't get to, because we're going to put a video report together with this audio and the video I shot, and then try to break it down. A lot. You'll see video I shot the first day when we went over, but weren't searched, where I shot some video over my shoulder in the car of people being searched. The other images you see were taken on my wife's iPhone during the three separate searches that we enjoyed. But the biggest issue was that the Sea Hag was rude to us because we politely asked her, when there was no traffic around us going back over to Galveston from Bolivar, if we took the first right to go to the state park. And she became agitated and laughed at us and said, "You want your questions answered? Go right in there." Again, she may have a brain the size of an amoeba. She may be a sea hag, but she can lord over a family. I understand that, scum. Anyways, nevertheless, you are trash. I mean, but again, that's like the airport screeners in L.A. I had just taken a shower. I had just left my hotel. The point is, my feet don't stink. Unless I've been working out for 2 or 3 hours, which I never do anymore. So I know my feet weren't stinking. And I was fresh, walking right in. And I walked up, and they said, "Take your shoes off." And I walked through, and they said, "Hey, you got stinky feet. Woo, stinky feet." And I sat down, and they wanted to wand me, and I was just sitting there. It didn't bother me. You know, I realized how pathetic and weak these people are, how worthless and unhappy their lives are. I actually take pity on them. But they just leaned over me and said, "Oh, Mr. Stinky Feet," was big black guys. "Mr. Stinky Feet, you got a problem, Mr. Stinky Feet?" See, that's America now. Sea hag, black thugs, ruling over you. Nothing like the World War II vet, because he was wearing his cap in San Francisco one time. I've told this story many times, about 5 years ago, right after 9/11. And there was internal security dressed up in bright blue, electric blue commando outfits with yellow neck sashes and blue berets. And this old man was dragging this oxygen tank behind him. And he had his wife, looked like she was 10 years younger than him, but she was elderly, with him. And this guy was actually poking him and couldn't even speak English. It was broken English. He was looking like he was Filipino, going, "Bah, bah, bah, bah." And the old man was looking up in his eyes. You know when somebody looks like they're about to death warmed over, when the lower lids are curled down, you know, were actually drooping and sagging and look bloody. And he had like crust in his eyes. He was fighting. He got out of a hospital bed to go to the Pearl Harbor Memorial, because it was. And Nick Farns were having a pleasure day. I mean, it was a day of great pleasure. It was a day of great deviltry. And Colonel Craig Roberts has told the story on air of seeing something similar to a World War II vet. And I saw that at the... And these weren't foreigners at the checkpoints. It was a pleasure to pull families out of Mercedes. It was a pleasure to pull old vets out of their RVs. It was an enjoyment while the people in the flowing robes and turbans went about their business. Because we are the target. We're the milk cows, folks. We're the ones to be shown humiliation. We're the ones to be put through the paces and the drills. Long before 9/11, they would load elementary students up at gunpoint, unannounced, with them defecating on themselves, and take them to FEMA camps. From Missouri to Illinois, mainstream news. And have BATF-paid seminars in there for semester-long brainwashing classes. That's in Police State 2, the takeover. And that's all this was a conditioning exercise. And on the last day, going back over, getting searched, I said, "You've searched me twice now, and I'm seeing people in turbans." I'd said this earlier in a search, and the guy hadn't really said much. Going across, he said, "Look, we're not allowed to search. We know it's a joke." The Coast Guard laughs at us because the Coast Guard station's right there. They know it's worthless. But see, and I said, "No, sir, it's not worthless. This is to train us to accept this. This is Pavlovian conditioning. This is to train us to accept it." Homeland Security, I saw Homeland Security Chief Governor Ridge, when he was on television, on C-SPAN, say more than 4 years ago say that it's going to be the airports, then the buses, then the trains, then the ferries, then the roads. And they're going to build hardened checkpoints in on these NAFTA highways, and they're going to search you and your family. This is what it's like, and they just get you generationally trained to line up and be searched by people in commando outfits. That was the best part. Some of these Homeland Security people were wearing black vests, white T-shirts, and camo leggings. There was no uniform. Mustard stains on their shirts, stumbling around. I mean, it was... A picture tells 1,000 words. Well, this was 1,000,000 words. I can't describe all the things that went through my mind. Not even humiliation. Sadness for the country. How far we've fallen. How pathetic we've gotten. So this fella pulled out a card and he said, call this number and complain. He goes, we don't like it either. We know it's pointless. But that guy had a little bit of spark in his eye. The others were just zombies. I mean, these people had like 80 IQs. And so, A, the Al-Qaeda threat is a fraud. But even if you believe it's a real threat, then you profile and you see people that fit the profile and you profile them. But see, that's why they made a big deal about not profiling. Because in real crime fighting, if there's been a bank robbery and it's a white male driving an orange pickup truck, you look for a white male driving an orange pickup truck. But, oh, no, we don't look for white males driving orange pickup trucks. Or if it's a black male driving a blue sedan who robbed a 7-Eleven. Oh, no, we don't look for black males driving blue sedans. I mean, if Muslims attacked us and Muslims are planning to truck bomb us all over the country, then why aren't they searching the Muslims? And you would pull up, they would look in your car and then direct you to either go on the ferry or be searched. This is how they operate. And they didn't search any of the Arabs. And I saw three different groups of Arabs on the trip over. And on another trip back, I saw some Arabs. And they didn't, and I mean in the headdresses, with the big beards. No, sir. People, middle class families, veterans, they're going to get searched. They're going to be taught as boss. You're going to have some TSA screeners make fun of your feet and call you stinky. You're gonna have some white trash sea hag sit there and have her pleasures with you. Okay? That's what this country is now. And it's despicable and it's disgusting. So now I won't be going back down to Bolivar and to Galveston anymore. I remember seeing articles about the police running random checkpoints and searching people and driving around with armored vehicles and aiming guns at people during parades in Galveston. And I guess that's just how the whole area is, just a poor third world backwards population with corrupt thugs running around. Last time I was down in Galveston a few years ago, I'd heard the cops were real mean, and I asked one in the hotel walking by, I said, hello, officer, can you tell me where this is? And he said, do I look like the phone book, buddy? I mean, to take Texas friendliness and to take that culture, Texas, and it was real. I mean, I'm old enough at least to remember some vestiges of it, where people really would give you the shirt off their back and were neighborly, and they'd invite you into their house, and they wanted to talk to you, and they wanted to give you directions, they wanted to help you change your tire. No, and this guy had a Texas accent. I mean, they took this him, and they destroyed him. And they turned him into a thug. Do I look like the phone book? And I was like, oh, that's very neighborly. And he went, oh. Oh. See, it's all about letting us know we're scum. It's all about letting us know that we're to be laughed at and made fun of and poked and prodded. All right, I've got a guest on right now, and I'm going to have to hold him over into the next segment after the next because I appreciate Lorne Meltzer holding a YouTube video got shot on a camera phone of this man being killed, being murdered. He was a Polish immigrant. And the first press reports that came out just said, oh, he was probably on drugs. He had a heart condition. Turns out he didn't. They just said that. Turned out they tasered him repeatedly. And he's dead now. And the RNCP are very pleased with themselves as usual. Let me just tell you, the Canadian border thugs are the worst I've ever heard of or seen. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair, and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
All right, the big story here, we have an eyewitness, Lorne Messer. There's a YouTube video of this, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com. They taser him repeatedly. Then they get down and choke him, and he dies. And then they call it Trey, you've been tracking this. They keep murdering men and women, and then they all over the world where they use tasers, and then they have a new disease that's causing it.
Yes, it seems all the stories I've pulled, every one of these I read, they're calling this some symptom called excited delirium, where people come in and they're supposedly on drugs, and once the police try to subdue them, they become in an agitated state, and then suddenly they always seem to die 15 or 20 minutes after they become in this agitated state. But every video I've seen of it, there's eight police officers on top of one body choking the person, and that's probably why they're dying.
And you're into ultimate fighting. Take jujitsu and all that. I mean, anybody would know that you kill people. One person could kill somebody choking them.
The biggest video that brought it out to me was there's Deacon Frederick Williams is one of the cases where this happened, where there were about nine officers on top of him, and then one of them was just, he was choking him. I mean, there's an artery that runs right down the side
of
the neck.
But the idiot public doesn't know that.
Yeah, I mean,
they don't know if big men start choking you and tasering you, you're going
to
die.
About 3 inches from to the right or the left of the esophagus is a major artery that runs from the brain to the rest of your body, and you can't hold that vein for more than 15 seconds without someone going unconscious, and if you hold it for longer than that, they die. And this is what's happening in every single case.
Now, I've got the news article here, and they say it's a new medical thing causing... Let's go to the eyewitness, who I appreciate holding while I went over all of this. You actually saw this and saw some angles that aren't caught on the cell phone video. Lauren, thank you for coming on from Canada.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Just break down what you witnessed.
Okay, I was at the airport. I had to show up to pick somebody up from a Cathay Pacific flight that came in at 1:25. I went to access a secure area, and there was a gentleman standing in front of the door, freaking out, speaking a foreign language, which I found out later was Polish or Russian, whatever they speak, and... He had picked up a chair and he was ready to throw it through the glass window because he wanted to get into this private area. I pulled my pass out and he thought it was a gun and I tried to calm him down. I opened the door. He immediately pulled his suitcases in and wouldn't let me in the area. And then he started throwing things around. And my
understanding, so he was throwing a fit and freaked out.
Yeah. Oh, big time. And it's my understanding that he was there for 8 to 10 hours with nobody helping him, no interpreter, no nothing. We're supposed to be a multicultural, international...
But listen, let's be clear. He was there to get his mother?
Sorry?
You mentioned to me he was there to get his mother.
No, he was there. His mother was there to pick him up. Was
yes.
supposed to be... And she didn't have any information, so she had left, and she was coming back to get him to find out. And as you know, the Canadian border guards, they don't let anybody have any information on anybody. If you're detained and your family comes to find out about you, it's none of your bloody business.
Oh, man, they are literal Nazis. I mean, they are filled with hate. They cuss at you. They call you scum. I mean, they are just filth. No one should go to Canada. No one should visit. The people are in la-la land, great people, but they have no idea how evil their government is. They're starting to learn, though. It's starting to come out in the news. I mean, they are I cannot describe the evil of these border guards. And so what happened next?
So then... I tried to calm the guy down, and he wouldn't calm down. So I went to get security, which, by the way, for all our friends at Al-Qaeda, the airport is wide open after 10:45 p.m. There's no security. They go home at 10:45. They're rent-a-cops. And so I had to go to an area where I knew there was a security guard. I told the security guard, I said, we need some security down there, and this guy's freaking out. Security showed up. I called 911, which I got put on hold for 5 minutes. I called the RCMP, which 12 minutes later showed up. And the RCMP are saying three guys showed up. I saw five RCMP officers, okay? The one guy who tasered him, which is this tall black RCMP officer, I told him, this gentleman, he's freaking out.
Stay there. I want to hear the rest of this. Instead of talking him down, doing what a peace officer does, a guardian of the people, no. They're going to taser him and then jump on him and then choke him. And then the media is going to say, it's a rash of a new disease, spontaneous death. It's caused because they're on drugs. Then they test their blood, no drugs, as the media reports here. No, when you choke people and taser them, they die.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With great power comes great responsibility. And you start wrapping your arm around somebody's neck, and you start cranking on it, necks start breaking real fast. You start stomping on people, people start going into convulsions. They start going into shock. They start going into comas. They start dying real fast. The body is very, very fragile. And all over the country, from elementary schools to high schools to colleges to bars, the cops go into their beatdown mode. They taser pregnant women. And the crisis intensifies. And I know there's a lot of police that do engage in restraint, but you don't have to tell me that these Canadian border guards are not scum. I mean, I've been in Honduras and Europe and Mexico and places all over, and the cops don't act like this. I mean, you may be in a police state. They're standing there in army uniforms with machine guns, but they treat you with respect. They don't even have that here. It's just in Canada is the worst. We're going to go back to our guest here in one moment, and we got Michael Hampton popping in to talk about the police state here in the United States, and I'm going to get into all the world news, the Nobel Prize news, the war news, the economy. It's all coming up. Before I do that, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, I'm going to be showing it 6 more times. I had so many requests. I said I was going to only show it 4 times in Austin, then that's it for theatrical. And the film, again, doesn't ship until November 1st. You can pre-order now at Infowars.com. But if you want to see it before it comes out and you live in Central Texas, you are in a prime position to see it next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar, and then the next week on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and that is it. There are a lot of tickets still available, but every showing we've ever had, well, I've been showing films in Austin the last 5 years, has sold out. Now, maybe these won't, but people always show up and get disappointed. You can buy your tickets online, go to Infowars.com or whatistheendgame.com and link right through to the Alamo Draft House subpage and buy tickets right there. And they do hold 20 tickets to the hour before. So you can also show up. You better show up an hour before that day. They hold 20 tickets back so you can get in there at the door as well. But I wouldn't wait. If you live in Austin, bring your neighbors, bring your friends, bring your family. This is the most important subject out there, bar none. We wonder why the establishment is conditioning us to not have any value in human life. We wonder why they push infanticide and one-child policies and forced abortions in China and abortion in this country. It's because they want you to not have value in human life. They want to condition you to accept torture and secret arrest and no Fourth Amendment. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement documents who the elite are, what their game plan is, what their current operations are. The North American Union, Pan-American Union, European Union, African Union, Asian Union, their own documents, their own statements, their own video clips, their own books, and then we spend the second half on their master plan, why they want the global government. That's only the beginning. That's only the beginning. Why do they want this tyrannical, unopposable, with no one to stand up against them? Because they plan to exterminate 80% of the population. It is stated. It is official. This is the biggest story ever. And I am telling you, you need to come see Endgame next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, or the week after that if you'd like. I really want to see you down there. I'll be there for the first event. The second two, I won't be there. My guys will be there with all the films and the rest of it. I've just made a commitment now to spend more time with my family because the last year and a half I spent maybe 6-7 hours a week with them, and that's just not right. No matter if the whole country's going to hell in a handbasket, I've still got to spend time with my family. But I will be there for both Monday showings. I might even pop in for the others. We'll see. I'm not going to guarantee it. The point is that Endgame is available right now at Infowars.com. You can order it. They're prepackaging it in the UPS with the shipping date of November 1st. It is shipping to you, UPS ground, so you will get the DVD first if you order now at Infowars.com. But the first place to see it is PrisonPlanet.tv, October 26th. And we're going to have it on 3 servers mirrored and a content distribution network, 4 systems to make sure everybody gets served quickly. And for PrisonPlanet.tv members, you're noticing how fast the downloads and how fast the streams are now. I mean, if you got a good connection, it can be 4 times T1. I mean, it's just crazy now. Great systems we put in. Took us playing around with a few different systems and places to find out who really had the beef. A lot of these internet companies talk a good talk, but, you know, the point is it's really good now. Thank God. And you can watch it in super high quality, ladies and gentlemen, at PrisonPlanet.tv starting October 26th. That is only, what, 10, 11, 12? That's about 18 days from now. 18 days from now, which is going to be, you know, tomorrow. Boom. But right now you can see Terror Storm, Final Cut, all my other films, my book, Paul Wasson's book with your 15 cents today, PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And with that membership, you will see Endgame before anybody else does unless you happen to live in Austin or in New York where we had it in the theaters. Okay, enough of the plugging. Continue with the story. We're talking to Lorne Meltzer, and there's video of this. There's video of them tasering him. Lorne says at least twice. The lady that videotaped it said 4 times, but he says he heard it ticking and going off twice. He then died. And then they're in the newspaper, saying an agitated state when a person experiences an irregular heartbeat. Excited delirium is described as an agitated state when a person experiences an irregular heartbeat, then suddenly dies. It can happen to psychiatric patients and people using drugs such as cocaine. Yeah, they've been killing folks for a long time in the nut houses. And then what they do is if they murder you, they have a little special designation. So all these people dying. Oh, she choked herself on the handcuffs. Excited delirium. Oh, no. It's on video, them murdering him. And now they've got a nice little medical term. We're going to go back to our guest to finish the story in a moment, Trey.
Well, that's where this came from. This came out of the psychiatric wards. Patients were dying in psychiatric wards after getting excited, and people had to come in and subdue them. And you know, people were dying from it, and there had to be an excuse for it. And I think they've just basically created an excuse to kill people.
Well, I mean, it makes you feel manly to kill somebody, I guess.
Yeah, well, I tell you, the video I watched of the deacon, those cops didn't feel too manly when they were doing CPR on the man and he wasn't coming back alive. I mean, it's a serious deal.
I had a guy assault me really bad one time, and he kept getting up, and I don't feel good about what happened to him either. It's not a good feeling.
I think that the biggest problem is these tasers make it way too easy for a police officer to... I mean, no, they don't want to just get their hands dirty. I don't believe that a man like that could not be calmed down. I just refuse to believe it. I always feel like there's a way you can always talk to someone and just figure out what they need. You don't need to just start off by tasering someone. Cops need to get in the street, and they need to get their hands dirty, and they need to figure things out without just taking the first option of tasering somebody, then asking the questions later.
But you watched the video, and I agree with you. It doesn't look like the tasering killed him, the choking. Let's go back to our guest who actually saw it and can give us some other angles, not on the cell phone camera video. Lauren, please continue.
Yeah, so as I said, the RCMP showed up, and I told the gentleman who they say was the only one authorized to use a taser, a tall black RCMP officer, I told him, I said, he does not speak any English. So then they went into the secure area, and I saw them say to him, let's show me your passport. Well, the guy doesn't speak English. Then the gentleman who they were about to taser managed to grab a stapler off a desk, and he raised it in the air like a weapon. Then they said, put your hands on the desk, right? The guy doesn't speak English. Then, bam, they tasered him. And he went down. I saw him get tasered, and he was like screaming because his muscles were in contraction. And then they took him down and handcuffed him and tasered him a second time. What really upsets me, and like Trey said, is I was talking to the guy. This other lady who had the cell phone camera was talking to him in three different languages. What upsets me, and I talked to a guy from United Airlines after that, they have a 1-800 number with access to an interpreter 24/7. This is how the RCMP deals with people. They don't have any other negotiating skills. Like, what if a Muslim guy comes in, or East Indian, we're hosting the Olympics, we got all these people who don't speak English are coming to our country. Why can you not get a guy on the telephone, an interpreter, to talk to the guy? I talked to him.
When did he go into cardiac arrest? I mean, describe. That's the key area. I mean, when did the police notice? When did the federales notice that they'd killed this guy?
They said they were monitoring his heartbeat. He from the time he got tasered to the time he quote expired or quote went unconscious was 4 minutes. They knew right away. They called an ambulance. Ambulance came, put an oxygen mask, doing resuscitation. He was gone. And I do think that he, like they're saying, drugs or this or that. I do think after 10 hours of no English, not seeing his mother, nobody being able to help him, I do think he got into what they call that excited delirium beforehand. He was excited. He was not rational.
Yeah, but that doesn't cause you to die. And by the way, they tested his blood. No drugs were found.
Yeah, nothing.
So the drugs have to trigger that. It's a problem.
They did an autopsy on him. They can't find anything. You know?
They say the excited delirium is most common when people are using drugs like cocaine and stuff. But every case I've found, no drugs were found in the system.
Yeah, oh, come on. The guy was throwing a fit.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, totally, It was totally unjustified.
Well, the point is that we didn't used to have all these people dying. The point is we didn't used to have people searching us at ferries, goons. We didn't used to be slaves. And then the whole war on terror is a fraud. Our borders are still wide open, and Chertoff's only built a few miles of fence using illegal aliens to do it. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that if you want to come to Canada, you better speak English. You know, this country was built on immigrants, and my great-grandfather came here as an immigrant, and this is an actual spitting in the face of the people that built this country.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on the show, and I was surprised to learn that you are aware of the work we do.
Yeah, no, I've been watching you through your website and listening to you on Coast to Coast for a long, long time, and I just want to say that I'm a fellow freedom fighter in Canada, and I refuse to swallow their pill.
Lauren, thank you for coming on with us. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, watching the video, and we're going to go to our next guest, who I appreciate holding, Michael Hampton, in there about 10 minutes. Trey, yeah, the cops weren't enjoying their power once they noticed they'd killed him, though. They were trying to save him.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what to say about it. I don't understand why we just can't sit people down and talk to them these days. They get so caught up in this emotion and caught up in the moment. I don't see that as being an acceptable way.
Well, it's the fear.
End of conflict.
I mean, Westerners particularly didn't used to be these cowardly people. And now, I mean, they shoot first and ask questions later.
I tell you, people, man, you got to look out. If we don't start raising concern about this, the taser makes it too easy. They're like, oh, you're talking too much, taser.
But it's like every day I read about somebody dying from a taser.
It is. Every day I get a news article that I find, and I'm not looking hard to find them, trust me. They pop up right in front of me. Two and three a day.
I know it was like 400 and something people died last year from tasers, and that's in the U.S. I mean, they're just killing us left and right, man. I mean, you don't go to jail, you don't go to the judge, you go straight to the casket. I mean, it's just executed.
These days, the modern street cop is the judge, jury, and executioner right there. I just feel like they think they have all power, and, you know, because while you're in their grip, they pretty much have all the control, and I think they
know.
And
it's all about control. They want that control.
Of course.
But the truth is, they're not in control of anything. A criminal government runs things, engaging in eugenics against them and their family, but countries go into Hades in a handbasket. Trey, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
By the way, I know it was up there a few days ago. Let's make sure this gets posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where it's easy to find. Thanks. Okay, I appreciate him holding. That went over a little bit. He's Michael Hampton, and he runs the website homelandstupidity.us. And we've got links to it up on Infowars.com. Great website. We routinely put links up to their information and news. And they wrote a story last week, Marshals Investigate Potential Threat to the Nation. Michael, are you there?
I'm here.
Thanks for coming on. Tell us, just in a nutshell, about yourself and what happened.
Well, you know, real briefly about me, I write the website Homeland Stupidity, and what we do basically is make fun of the government when they do stupid stuff, and which they do all the time. So there's no shortage of stuff to write about, but so I'm always critical of when they get things wrong, and especially with Homeland Security, and I know you talk about that all the time, but last Friday. Excuse me, the Friday before last, I guess. It's been a little while now. U.S. Marshals and so-called Treasury agents come by here looking for me, and they want to know what I've been doing up at Brown's place, and was I shooting guns up there, and how many guns do I own, and where do I keep them, and do I have any drugs? It was just interrogation after interrogation, and it just sounded like they were kind of on a fishing expedition.
But if they read over your site and the Free States Project site that you're kind of associated with, it's all about being nonviolent. You guys were just covering the Brown situation, and they're wanting to know who Brown, you know, conspired with to secretly go after the feds. I mean, he talked about it openly on air. He was just asking people to if they got him.
Yeah, he was, the marshal was here asking about the so-called hit list, and I don't know. I've never seen it. Read about it in the papers, but you know, I don't think violence is the way to go. And I told him that. So, long story short, they kept me and my roommates. They kept us here on the front porch for about 90 minutes, and gave them some grief too, and they finally left. And then they went off to cross town to go hassle someone else we know, who was they were looking for Rob Jacobs. And funny thing with that is they still haven't actually set up a meeting with him. It's been a week, over a week and a half now, I think. And he keeps trying to set up a meeting with these guys, and they keep blowing him off. So I don't know what's going on.
I know what happened. You guys, when they came to have one meeting, you guys were there with video cameras and shot video of their faces. And so that's why they're scared to come to another meeting now with Rob, who they demanded to come meet with them, or they were going to arrest him for no reason. Is they're afraid of being videotaped?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they are. Because they really don't want their faces getting out there and being recognized. But
don't they understand that you guys are you know, big L libertarians, you know, nonviolent?
I think they get it now. I don't think they did before. And you know, they've been reading my site for months, so it's not like they didn't have a chance to understand this.
Well, stay there. I appreciate you joining us and holding. We'll come back and talk to Michael Hampton of HomelandStupidity.us about his ordeal. I'm going to leave you.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. can't get no relief. Businessman there, to drink my wine, come and take my earth. None will level on the mind.
We're back.
Nobody up in his world.
Trillions missing from the Pentagon, Halliburton and every other major corporation fleeing the United States. Out and out, corruption running rampant. The infrastructure of the country being grabbed by international banks. The country going into receivership. The dollar imploding.
No reason.
Three mainstream news articles today about the Army rushing to hire hardcore aggravated felons to join the ranks. The Stalin-esque nightmare being relived. You know what it means when they're hiring aggravated felons? They've been doing it for years. Now they're announcing it. A corps of hardcore criminals to rule over us. Meanwhile, the Browns are sitting in prison for not paying money into the private Federal Reserve system. And Free State Project folks and libertarians who openly state that they're nonviolent are getting visits from huge squads of highly paid feds. Going back to Michael Hampton of HomelandStupidity.us, excellent news site. When they first showed up at your house, because I've seen the video of folks showing up right after they left, I mean, what were they saying to you? I mean, were you laughing at them? I would have really griped at them, and I'm told you did.
Well, you know, I was really pissed off, but you know, I tried to keep my cool because they were threatening us all with they were trying to threaten me with conspiracy charges, like I'm going to be in some kind of conspiracy to kill U.S. Marshals or something, and that was just crazy, but. You never know. Maybe they would try to file charges like that, whether there's anything to them or not.
But what did you say to them?
You know, I said I'm not violent. I have no plans to kill anybody, and I don't know anything about this hit list.
Well, I mean, what Ed Brown was doing, and his back was against the wall, is he'd get on air and try to sound big about, and he would, and I talked to a lot of people that went out there. He would tell everybody, "Oh, when the time comes, you know, get the feds, start the war." I mean, you know, if the feds did any research, they would know that's what he was saying on air, and it wasn't real. All it did was escalate things to where they could go in after him. That's why I was privately telling him, Ed, I quit doing that. But he wouldn't listen. But, I mean, I wasn't in the psychological situation of my back up against the wall with these guys breathing down it. But I guess they're now looking over their shoulders, and they think that the Free State Project is some type of Nosferatu army.
you know, nothing like that. I mean, we're just out here trying to make changes and stem the tide of nanny statism and all that. So, and a lot of us are also big Ron Paul supporters, and I don't know if they like that or not. But you know, after they left, I put that story up, and the word I got back is that they really hated it down in D.C. So the Tuesday after they left, which is 3 days later, we're all out at a bar here, and we spot a federal surveillance team.
Oh, stay there. I've seen some of the video floating around of that. Stay there. I want to hear about the federal surveillance team. Again, the Army's new recruits are aggravated felons. We don't know what that means. It means armed robbery. Oh, yes. It means rape. Now, we told you 5 years ago they were doing that. Now it's in the news. That's not a problem. No, we've got to surveil the Free State Project.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.